From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Thursday, March 19th, 2026. Investigators say a recent slate of fires in North Little Rock may be the work of an arsonist. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports as many as 18 fires have been reported in the Rose City area over the past 10 months. Investigators say it's likely the blazes were set intentionally and that they may be the work of one person. No injuries have been reported from the fires, which have all been in houses that were vacant or being renovated. A local artist is once again submitting her design for a new monument at the Arkansas State Capitol. State officials had initially chosen artist Lakey Goff's design for a so-called monument to the unborn, but chose to reject the design and restart the process due to concerns of cost and feasibility. Arkansas Advocate reports Goff has now submitted an updated design to the State Capitol Arts and Grounds Commission. The new plan calls for a 10-foot-high monument shaped like the state of Arkansas, featuring imagery of doves, fetuses, the state capitol building, and Jesus with outstretched arms. So far, it's the only new design the commission has received. The monument aims to memorialize unborn children while abortion was legal in Arkansas. It was created through a state law passed in 2023. Students from 240 schools across Arkansas and Oklahoma sent ambassadors to Hot Springs this week for the EAST Conference. EAST, which stands for Education Accelerated Through Service and Technology, is celebrating its 30th year. Communications Director Luke Story says the conference is unique in that it is entirely student-led.
Everything you see is students have had their hands on creating. So putting students in the limelight, It's their show, their event. We do all the work behind the scenes and let them take it from there.
On the exhibit floor, students showcased several projects ranging from 3D printed specialty tools, programs, to plans that solve community problems or improve their schools. Aubrey Boyd of Acorn High School showcased their project, a fully refurbished aircraft chassis that they are using to get more students involved in an underutilized program.
There's a little town next to us named Mena. Well, they have an airport and they have a community college. Well, our school does a project, where a program, where you can get your pilot's license. Well, lots of kids at our school don't know about it, so we decided if we got a cockpit, we put a flight simulator in, kids would like it because it's like a video game.
The EAST Conference is ongoing through Thursday at the Hot Springs Convention Center. More information on EAST programs and scholarships is available at eastinitiative.org. State regulators will consider whether or not to approve a new natural gas-fueled power plant in northeast Arkansas. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas is asking the State Public Service Commission to approve their application for a $2.6 billion plant in the town of Newark. If approved, the new plant will be built next to the existing Independence coal-fired power plant, which is set to shut down in 2030. Arkansas lawmakers are moving ahead with a plan to map out the future of the state's budding lithium industry. Members of a legislative subcommittee on Tuesday approved a $90,000 contract with a London-based firm to provide a, quote, strategic roadmap for Arkansas's role in the global lithium supply chain. Arkansas is poised to be a leader in the lithium production, thanks to the Smackover Formation, a major source of lithium brine in South Arkansas, estimated to contain between 5 and 19 million tons of the mineral. Arkansas's junior Republican U.S. Senator has introduced a bill to revoke the citizenship of certain convicted felons. Senator Tom Cotton's bill, titled the Naturalization Accountability Act, would revoke citizenship from any naturalized U.S. citizen who commits a felony or supports a terrorist group. The bill would apply to any felony conviction occurring before, during, or after the naturalization process. It would also allow denaturalization proceedings against any individual at any point after receiving citizenship. A new historical marker tells the story of the first woman elected to the U.S. Senate. Arkansas 250 Commission unveiled the marker Wednesday, honoring Senator Hattie Caraway at the VCK's house in Jonesboro. Adam Long, director of the Arkansas State University Heritage Sites, said Caraway had deep ties to Jonesboro and A-State.
She had a close relationship with VCK's, the first president of Arkansas State College, now Arkansas State University. He lived in the house behind us. She served as president of the A-State Alumni Association in the 1920s, and later, while in the Senate, worked with Dr. Case to secure funding for academic programs and for 9 buildings in the historic corridor of campus.
Audio courtesy of our partner station KASU in Jonesboro. Carraway represented Arkansas in the Senate as a Democrat from 1931 to 1945 and was also the first woman to chair a Senate committee. The VCK's house is located at 2506 Aggie Road in Jonesboro. More information about the Marker Initiative is available at america.250.ade.arkansas.gov. Little Rock City officials are considering a new severe weather shelter. The City Board of Directors will seek a grant from the Federal Emergency Management Agency to build the new structure. The shelter would be located at the Rebsamen Tennis Center near the intersection of 12th Street and University Avenue in Little Rock. The project is estimated to cost $7.5 million, with the city footing the bill for about a quarter of the overall price tag. And Little Rock's airport is gearing up for an influx of spring break passengers. Officials with the Bill and Hillary Clinton National Airport say as many as 100,000 passengers are expected to pass through the airport over the next 2 weeks. Airport staff are asking travelers to arrive early and to expect possible delays at security checkpoints due to the ongoing partial government shutdown. Airport officials say they've distributed about $36,000 worth of gift cards to TSA agents who are going without pay during the shutdown. Today, expect warmer weather with a high of 80 degrees. Low tonight is 55, and we have sunny skies in the forecast throughout the weekend. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.